From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Senator Joe Lieberman, the Democrat turned independent, confirmed today that he will not seek another term. He would have been up for re-election in November of next year, so he will now spend nearly 2 years as a lame duck. As Craig LaMolt of member station WSHU reports, that may be just what Lieberman wants.
Lieberman addressed a crowd of supporters and press at a Marriott hotel in Stamford. He said his wife, Hadassah, once asked him how long he was going to stay in the Senate. He said this was his response.
I promise you that when Regis leaves television, I'll leave the Senate. And here we are. Right.
Regis Philbin announced his retirement yesterday. Lieberman first became a senator in 1988. He was chosen as Al Gore's running mate in 2000. And since then, his relationship with the Democratic Party has been a little rocky.
I have not always fit comfortably into conventional political boxes. Maybe you've noticed that.
During his last re-election campaign, Lieberman's support for the Iraq War became a controversial issue, and he was defeated in the Democratic primary. But he went on to win a fourth term, running as an independent. He caused more headaches for the Democrats in 2008 when he chose to support Republican John McCain in the presidential election over Barack Obama. He even spoke at the Republican National Convention.
I'm here to support John McCain because country matters more than party.
Lieberman became a central figure in keeping a public option out of the health care overhaul law, sparking some protests in his home state, like this one outside his Hartford office.
Hey, Joe, remember us? The ones you shoved under a bus?
More recently, he got back in the good graces of some Democrats by introducing the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Lieberman will be missed by Connecticut's defense industry. He's used his position as the chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee and on the Senate Armed Services Committee to help bring business to the state's submarine and aircraft manufacturers. John Olson is the president of the Connecticut AFL-CIO. He says Lieberman's announcement is tough for the state, paired with longtime Democratic Senator Chris Dodd's recent retirement.
One could agree or disagree with the senator, but For sure, you know, the Senate that operates with seniority being important. We've lost two senior senators, and we've got a lot of work to do to catch up.
The race to succeed Lieberman is already underway. Yesterday, Connecticut's former Secretary of the State, Susan Bisewitz, announced her candidacy for the Democratic nomination. And two Democratic congressmen, Chris Murphy and Joe Courtney, have said they're interested. On the Republican side, Linda McMahon, who recently lost a race for Dodd's seat, has said she may run. For Lieberman's part, he's not out of office until January of 2013.
Having made this decision not to run enables me to spend the next 2 years in the Senate devoting the full measure of my energy and attention to getting things done for Connecticut and our country.
An advisor to the senator says he's now freed up to work without the political pressure of running again, and he has a lot he wants to achieve. Lieberman told his supporters today that among his top priorities are winning the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the economy, and climate change. For NPR News, I'm Craig LaMolt in Stamford, Connecticut.